Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Listen, Eden is kingdom, and Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear ya. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Here we go.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we live blessed. The tempter came, we were distracted. The tempter came, and we fell. We were deemed to live a life that's invisible, a life that's full, a life that's rich and flexible. It is my goal.
Tell them how it is, y'all.
Our family blessed.
Our finances blessed.
Our mind is spirit.
Our mind is spirit.
And our body's blessed.
And our body's blessed.
We were tempted.
We were tempted.
And we fell.
And we fell. But guess what?
Jesus came.
Jesus came.
Now all is well.
Now all is well. So what are you waiting for? They're right here. Come on, y'all. Let's open up your mouth. Come on. Eden, where you at?
Welcome, 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 everybody, to the Shine Little Radio Show. I am blessed and highly favored this morning. Actually, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I heard the only woman that was blessed and highly favored was married in the Bible, so I can't claim that. But I am blessed on blessed on blessed. Do you hear me? So glad to be with y'all tonight. This is the Shine Lord Radio Show on We Talk Radio Network. I'm Kia D. The D is for devastatingly dynamic. That's who I am tonight, holding it down specifically for you. And I don't care where you are, I am thanking you for tuning in from across the globe tonight. We've got a very special guest who will be hanging out with us tonight. She is the owner, the CEO of Fit Hub Capel. She is absolutely amazing. The incredible Janice Page will be joining us here in just a few minutes. We're going to be talking about being fit and fine and all that great stuff. So she has the key. She's got the ticket. She knows exactly what you need to do. So we're going to find out all about that and how she got into this as well. So we're going to talk about that also. So don't want you guys to go anywhere. Tonight is going to be a great show. We've been talking about overcoming obstacles, and we've been talking about Peter. We've been talking about, you know, everything that he went through, and we've been talking about everything that you're going through. And listen, I'm telling you, everybody is really going through some stuff right now that is absolutely, I'm talking about gut-wrenching, some stuff that is just like, you know, from the mass shootings to victims of sex trafficking to domestic violence to sexual assault, you name it. You know, people are just really being, just have a lot of trauma going on, you know, and sometimes that trauma can start at a very, very young age. And, you know, what do we do when someone has been traumatized that young? You know, are there things we can do? Absolutely. You know, there are definitely things we can do. You know, if a person has watched someone be abused, like their mom or their dad, if they watch someone abuse or be abused, there's trauma that is happening there, you know, for them as well. And there are things that we can actually do in order to assist them with moving forward and understanding that, one, it was not their fault, two, there was nothing they could have done about it. Because those are things that, you know, we harbor as humans, you know. Could I have changed that? Is there something I could have done about it? Was it my fault, you know, what happened, you know? So there's so many different things that we deal with on a daily basis, and then we carry those things into our adulthood. So I'm so very glad that on yesterday I had the opportunity to attend an event. It was called August Accountability. It was a workshop and a signature finale brunch, and it was done by the amazing Dr. Stacia Alexander. And she does it every year. She had wonderful workshop facilitators, and she had some awesome honorees that she gave on these amazing plaques to. And then, of course, I was there as the MC for the event. It was just awesome. It was really, really awesome. So really excited about this particular event. And, you know, she's got an awesome retreat coming up in 2020. And she's doing amazing things. So definitely want to let Dr. Stacia know. And you can go to StaciaAlexander.com or www.#GAI, and that hashtag is spelled out, #GAI.com. So cause goals are important. You definitely have to set goals in life. Well, I'm telling you, you know, you never know where you're going to be if you do not at least set goals in your life. So definitely set some goals. I bet this young lady who's coming up next, I bet she set some goals. I bet there were goals she didn't set that she probably thought she should have set a long time ago, and now she's setting those goals. We never know how people's lives are and what they wanted to do back in the day that they didn't do, but now they're doing it. You just really never know. But I will tell you this. She set some goals, and she has been living in those goals here recently. She has an awesome, awesome business. She's a CEO, the owner of Fit Hub Capel. She is the beautiful and the amazing. I want y'all to help me welcome this young lady to the show today, the incredible Janice Page. How are you doing, Queen?
I'm doing great. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Yes, ma'am.
Awesome.
Yay. Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here tonight. We truly, truly appreciate it. We appreciate your time and your presence and all that good stuff. We appreciate you just wanting to keep us fit and in shape and together. Come on now. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. I want to talk about the extraordinary Fit Hub Capel. And so tell us a little bit about your organization.
Okay, so I have a healthy smoothie bar. And what we do, we sell amazing shakes. That's good for you. They're a meal replacement. They're good for you. They have the all you need, everything your body needs and everything your body don't need. So we have that. We also have amazing energy drinks, and it's just it's been a dream. It's been an awesome dream, and just living my best life. I'm doing this business because it's something I wanted to do for a very long time, but didn't know if I was going to be able to do it because I didn't believe in it. Hello?
Oh, yeah, we're here.
Okay, okay. So it's Fit Hub. We're in Coppell, Texas, and just making the world healthier and better and fitter, you know, so they can live their best life, you know. It's just been a God blessing, and I'm loving it. So thank you.
Absolutely. And so you're making the world healthier and fitter. I love that. You know, a lot of times we walk outside, we're going to see 3 McDonald's and a couple of Burger Kings and every Subways and everything else, right? Nothing wrong with that, right? But we can't live there. And I think a lot of times back in the day, I know for me, you know, it was a treat. I'll never forget we used to go to McDonald's at least once or twice a week. Maybe it may have been once a month, but I'll never forget I would eat the Big Mac one layer at a time, like to try and make it last forever, okay? And seriously, I did. I would eat it one layer. It was a Big Mac, and it had all these layers, and I would eat it one layer at a time. It was so funny. And so now, you know, I'm older, and I'll never forget years ago, there was a time when I was like, oh, my goodness, I have no time to eat. And the only thing I could do was stop and get something to eat, and I developed this horrible addiction for McDonald's french fries. Now, I'm not kidding you. It was an addiction like never before. I had to go there, like, every day just to have – I mean, it was, like, horrible. And I had to – and McDonald's fries and Sprite. Let me just say that I didn't have to get a burger and none of that. It was just the fries and just the Sprite. It was something about their fries and their Sprite. It was just, and it's, I'm serious. It's not a joke. It's like a real talk. I see people laughing. I'm like, no, I'm serious. I'm serious now. And so, but I had to wean myself away from that. And I know for a fact I am not the only one. I hear people all the time talking about the drinks, the Sprites, the alcohol. You know, all that plays a part into the non-fitness of our life. Am I correct?
Yeah. Certainly correct. Yep, you're right.
Yeah.
And the thing is that you're not the first and the only person that has that McDonald's addiction. I hear that all the time. It's something about those fries. But, you know, you have to, like you said, set goals. And what I did is I had to reprogram my mind and tell myself that it wasn't good for me. To change my life, which I've been doing this for over 20 years. So I changed my life in my 20s because
wow.
I did not want to inherit the blood pressure and the diabetes that was running through my family. So I had to, you know, do that. And what I did is just psych myself out and start with the mind, because you have to deal with your mind first and then you deal with the physical, because that mind will tell you one thing and you're convinced with it. You're convinced that you can have those fries and they're healthy and they're not.
Let's talk about a daily routine.
No, I said that's where you start at, and then you work your way physical. So,
I want to talk about a daily routine for you. You know, what does your day look like? Because a lot of people are like, "Oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't even pick one foot up to exercise." Seriously, I hear it all the time. Like they just physically, they're like they cannot do it. So, if we could talk about, you know, what you do. And then maybe possibly a regimen for those who are having problems just moving, just getting up, just that, making that initial step.
Okay, yes. So my day started at 4:30 in the morning. 4:30 a.m., yes. 4:30 a.m., I'm up. I'm out of the house with my husband at the gym. We're at the gym no later than 5:15. I get a 45-minute to an hour workout in for myself. And then I'm at my club, Fit Hub, at 7 a.m. in the morning. So from 7 a.m. to 12 or longer, I'm at the club. And once I leave my club, I have private clients that I do personal training with. So when I leave my club, I'm going to my private clients. I may meet them at their home or they may come to my club, and I train them. That's until about 4 o'clock. And then I teach a fit class at 6 or 7 o'clock, so it depends on the day. So So from 6 to 8, I'm teaching a boot camp class, and then I'm back home getting ready for the next day. In between there, yes, I have breakfast. I have my shake in the morning. I have a cup of coffee first. I have my pre-workout, and then I have a shake, and then I have a healthy lunch about 11 o'clock. I have a healthy snack, and then I have a healthy dinner and sometimes a shake. It just depends. But I eat every 3 hours, so I'm eating every 3 hours something healthy so I can keep going. And I have tons of energy. I don't go to bed until 11 o'clock, but I'm back up at 4:30. So I my day starts at 4:30, Monday through Friday.
Woo!
Does that help you?
My. That's dedication. Do you hear me?
Yes.
But I think in order to change the mindset, you have to change. You got to start somewhere. And I know that people are wanting to know, where do I start? How can I start? I don't know where to start. What is it that I can do? In order to change the thought process from just wanting to lay on the couch, and just wanting to eat McDonald's fries, you know, what is the thought process that we need to begin changing in order to make that happen?
So start with some small goals, you know. First, you know, what is your small goal? The first thing I did was I wanted to lose some baby fat. This was years ago, but I wanted to lose at least 10 pounds. So start with small goals and then work your way to the big goals. But start with small goals and just say, look at your schedule and see where can you fit in your workout. If it's even at lunch, I used to go to the gym at lunch. That was the only time I can get my workout in. I would go at lunchtime, but work it in. But it was a goal. It was a no matter what. I had to get it in. So start small, work your way to the larger goal, to the longer goal, and then and program your mind. Yeah, tell yourself, okay, I can't have this, or I'm not going to eat this. This is not healthy for me. Whatever your goal is or health problems may be, I did it because I didn't want to have health problems. I was on my way to health problems. So whatever it may be, but start small. Set yourself 2 days a week. Say, okay, I can only get in for 2 days a week. 2 days a week, make it a point. Make an appointment with yourself that you're going to get that workout in 2 days a week. You're going to put a meal plan together. That is key. Meal prep, meal plan. Go to the grocery store with a list. Only buy from the list. That kind of stuff. Those are the things that I incorporate. Those are the things I incorporate to my clients' life. I put their meal plan together. I tell them this is what you can only eat, you know. So you just start somewhere. Start somewhere and make a commitment to yourself. That is key right there. The commitment to yourself is going to keep you going. I mean, that's what I did. I made a commitment. I knew at 50 I did not want to have blood pressure problem. I didn't want to have anything that my mother and my grandmother had at 50. God has blessed me to be 52, and I'm able to do what a 20-year-old can do. I work out like a 20-year-old at 52.
What? You said 52? I am speechless. Y'all have got to check her out. Go to WeTalkRadio.com. Go to the Shine Lord Radio Show tab, and you'll be able to see her beautiful picture there. I never in a million years would have guessed 52. 25? Maybe. Real talk. She looks absolutely fabulous. Oh, man. I'm so glad that you all are here with us tonight. We have the incredible CEO of the Fit Hub, Propel, with us tonight. She is the amazing Janice Page. We've got energy bars, energy drinks, excuse me, and smoothie bar, all that great stuff. Make sure you go check her out at her extraordinary spot. A healthy smoothie bar, by the way. She changed her life in her 20s to avoid any kind of health scares that could possibly arise in her life at a later time. And she is making the world healthier and fitter, one thought process, one moment, one smoothie at a time. And she's saying that you have to reprogram your mind. And in order to do that, one of the things you have to do
and start with small goals. A lot of times I think we go directly for the big stuff and then we get disappointed and we're mad and we're, but start with a small goal. Start with something really small, you know, walking on your lunch break, you know, 15 minutes. Start there and see what happens. The energy, that, you know, when you work out, the energy that you get is absolutely crazy, and then it becomes addictive, and then that becomes like, oh, my goodness, I got to go work out. I got to get my 15 minutes in. And then that 15 minutes turns into 30, and then 30 minutes turns into an hour, and then you're not working out on your lunch break anymore. It's before work or after work, so you can really get a good workout in. You know, you really have to just change your mind and then dedicate yourself to it. Think about the things that you've dedicated yourself to. You know, what happened when you dedicated yourself to that? You had to reprogram your mind, you know. So she is absolutely spot on with it, and I'm excited to have her on the show tonight. Is there anything that you want the everyone who's tuned in tonight or who may actually come back and listen to this in the podcast later on, is there anything that you're wanting them to specifically know about being healthy or getting fit or staying healthy and staying fit?
Yes, so it's a lifestyle, but what I tell my clients, especially my younger clients, because that's my demographic is 25 to 40, really, is you're setting yourself up for your future. So to what you do today, just think about it as a deposit. You know, it's a deposit into your future. So you're making a deposit into how you're going to feel and look in 10 years from now and 15 years from now and 20 years from now. And that's what I knew, that I knew at 50 that I want. I'm okay with being 50. I don't have to look it and I don't have to feel it. I was okay with being 50, but I didn't want to have to, I didn't want what everything else that comes with it or what I seen. I only knew what I seen at 50, and that was illness. So what I'm saying to you guys is, take care of yourself now, because you're making a deposit in or an investment into your future. That's what you're doing, making an investment into your future, how you can feel and look in 7, 8, 10, 15 years, and 20 years from now. I know that we all can make a change, and we all should, you know, and we're all examples for the next person that's behind us. So I've always wanted just to be an example of what is impossible, what's impossible that's possible, if that makes sense to you guys. I want to be an example to what people think they cannot do. You can do it. I have faith in everybody, and I am here to help. I am here to help. I love this. This is my life. So thank you.
You are so very, very welcome. And for those who are wanting to get in touch with you to come to your smoothie bar to get a smoothie like myself, I'll be over there this week, okay? I literally just went and got a smoothie today before the show started. I was like, I got to eat something. I got to have something. And so we went and got a smoothie because I was trying to stay, you know, eat as healthy as possible. So I will definitely be over there in Capel this week getting me some smoothies. Ms. Paige, go ahead and give us the information that we need in order to connect with you on social media and also come purchase at your location.
Okay. So my Facebook page is Janice Paige. You can contact me there. And I have an Instagram. It's called vegan_life_style because I am a vegan. My phone number is 469-734-2087. You can contact me. Let me know you're on your way because I would love to be there when you come because I'm in and out of the shop. And you can also come to Fit Hub at 600 East Sandy Lake Road, Coppell, Texas, Suite 118. We would love to see you there. It's so much fun. We have healthy vibe. We always have music going. We stay lit, so when you come in there, you just be ready to enjoy the environment. It's on fire.
Wonderful, wonderful. I love it. Liddy, Liddy, y'all come on out and hang with us. I'll be out there next week. Make sure you check out the amazing Fit Hub, Capel. Also, Janice Paige is JeniicePaige when you're following her. Also, vegan_life_ Style. Make sure you check her out there as well. So thank you so very much for being on the show today. We truly, truly appreciate it. I cannot wait to meet you finally. And we'll sit down and have a smoothie together.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. The incredible Queen Paige hanging out with us tonight. We truly appreciate you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we will definitely be flooding your location with greatness. Y'all get on out there. 600 East Sandy Lake Road, Suite 118 in Coppell, Texas. Again, we appreciate your time and your patience. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more of this amazing show, the Shine Lord Radio Show, right here on We Talk Radio Network. I'm Kia D. B-Ray will be with us as well. You know, she got some incredible music she'll be playing. Go ahead, B-Ray. What you got for us next? Holding it down all night. We'll talk more about August and Shine Billy in a minute and all the great people I met in a minute.
From my heart to yours.
Shine Lord Radio with Kia D right here on We Talk Radio.
That's right, that's right, that's right. So excited that y'all are hanging out with us today. It has been an amazing show thus far. I am literally excited, so excited that y'all are hanging out with us. We had a great guest on just a few moments ago. She is Janice Page. She owns an extraordinary smoothie bar, and you guys have got to go out and check her out.
healthy smoothie bar. She's got energy drinks and everything. It's in Coppell. It's called Fit Hub Coppell, and it's at 600 East Sandy Lake Road, and that's Suite 118 in Coppell, Texas. So I definitely want you to go have an opportunity to go out there and hang out, have a good time, and get you a smoothie, okay? Don't forget, we've got more shows coming up all week long. We've got tomorrow night, Monday night, it is the the Kia B Unplugged show. Wednesday night, After the Lights Go Out Radio. And then on Saturday, not this Saturday, but the Saturday after that is going to be the first Saturday the kids will come back and begin their new season of the Ken and Rye show. And we'll also go into, on that Sunday, we'll have, of course, Emily Blue with Brand New Day with Emily Blue, and then, of course, Shine On Radio Show. So it's a great network we have. You can check us out every day of the week, www.wetalkradio.com. Shout out to Chong Kim, who was a guest on my show a couple Mondays ago, who was a victim of human trafficking. We were texting earlier today. She's dynamic. She's got all these great ideas and so on and so forth. And we're going to be working together quite a bit. So I'm really, really excited about what God is doing and how he's making changes. I'm telling my literally changing as we speak in my life. Things are literally changing. So I'm so open and just allowing God to use me right there in that place. So I don't know what you're going through at this very moment, but just know whatever it is, God is right there with you. He will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. I don't care if you don't have a place to live. I don't care if it's no car situation. You ain't got gas to put in the car tomorrow. I wasn't looking for any money the other day, but it was interesting. I was like, Lord, I got a couple things I need to take care of. And I got money in the bank. So it wasn't even that I was just trying to figure out. It wasn't that I was broke in that very moment. I, of course, always need more money. I got stuff I'm trying literally to take care of at this very moment. But as I was praying, I was like, God, you know, I need more finances. I got stuff I got to take care of quickly. I need it quickly. And as I was walking, I was actually going to get some gas. And as I was walking towards the pump, I turned around. Walking towards the because it was the outside gas station at Kroger. I like to use my Kroger card, so I'm getting my 3 cents off, okay? And so I'm walking towards the register, you know, the guy who, you know, at the, you know, they have the little register on the inside of that little booth. So I'm walking towards that little booth, right? And as I turn around, I don't even know why I was turning to look that way, because I was walking straight towards the booth, which was to my right. But for some strange reason, I kind of turned to the left, and I seen a dollar bill laying on the ground. I said, what crumpled up? I said, well, look at God. He said, I'm going to send it to you. Don't even worry. It was literally just his way of saying, baby girl, don't even worry about whatever it is. Whatever going on, don't even worry about that. I got you. And because he's going to fight our battles. So whatever it is that you are literally going through, I'm talking about as we speak in this very, very moment, no matter what it is, just know that God is going to provide for you. He is going to make it happen in your life like never before. And all you got to do is keep believing, keep doing the right thing, keep treating people right, because it all goes in together. People say all the time, keep believing, keep believing. Well, if you believe in and treating people like crap, come on now. You know, it doesn't go hand in hand. You got to treat people good at the same time. You got to believe and you got to treat people good at the same time. Yes, it goes hand in hand. You can't be walking around here treating people like boo-boo and crap and talking about them and being messy and all of that and then expecting God's great blessings because you believe it. Well, he believe in you to be a mess when you do that messy stuff, okay? So get it together. It's never too late. It's never, ever too late to get it together. Regroup, get it together. Real talk, it doesn't matter how you messed up or what you've done, it is always okay to regroup and re-get it together. Rethink that whole thing and just come back to it, you know. So don't know what you're going through on a daily basis. I know what my daily basis looks like, and it is literally every day nonstop. Moving. And so sometimes you got to ask God for a minute. God, can I just have a second of some time to myself? He'll give it to you. It might be a plate of some food. You and your kids might be starving tonight. God will give it to you. Trust, believe, and he will give it to you. But you got to treat people right at the same time. So don't be trying to steal or take or be maneuvering or around folk trying to make them feel less than. None of that. Build people up. Make them feel good no matter what situation they are in. Build them up. Make them feel good. Real talk. So that's what we're doing today. That's what we're leaving back today. Make sure y'all check out the incredible Janice page, Fit Hub Capel, vegan underscore life underscore style. That's where you can find her on social media. You can find us on social media at We Talk Radio. All one word. All one word. We Talk Radio. That's who we are. And we're excited that you're hanging out with us every day and telling everybody about us. Let somebody know we got this great show going on Sunday nights. And if they want to hang out with us, they are more than welcome to. We're here every single Sunday night at 8:30 Central Standard Time. And we appreciate you all again for tuning in. I got to tell my girl B. Ray, thank you for the song tonight. She was on point with it tonight. She, on a Sunday night, you could hear some gospel. You can hear some smooth jazz. You just never know. That's how we do it. And D-Ray always makes sure that when she gives us great music, she does it right. So we appreciate you doing your thing tonight. Check us out again, WeTalkRadio.com. I'm Kia D. I forgot I had a page, y'all. And it is Kia D of We Talk Radio. So if you go on We Talk Radio, I mean go on Facebook, that's actually my page. It's Kia D, K-I-A-D, of We Talk Radio. So that's who I am. You can find me there or go to We Talk Radio and you can just support us there. We appreciate it. Truly, truly, we do. I still have like 2,000 Facebook friend requests. Don't send me a personal request on my personal page. I'm not going to even say the name because I don't want y'all going there and trying to send me a request. I can't even look at the requests I have, so don't even send me one, okay? I'm excited, though, that you're wanting to be in my life because I definitely want to be in yours, too. I want to be completely connected to you. So go to We Talk Radio, and we can be connected there on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, all that good stuff. We're everywhere. Bronda Ray is also on social media. B-Ray, if you want to give out your social media information, you totally can. Make sure you just follow us, love us, support us, and let us know who you are out there so that we'll know you're supporting us. And you know, just send us a message on Facebook or Instagram or whatever. That way we'll know you're there. And we like communicating with you guys. That's what we do. You may have something you want to chat about, an idea. We don't steal ideas. We help you make them come true. That's what we do. So just holler at us. Anything you need, just let us know. We'll put you in the right hands and with the right people. And we got lots of great connections around the globe. We love networking and making things happen. So we don't want you to miss out just because you said you didn't know or you didn't know how or you didn't know of. You got We Talk Radio, so you got some connections, okay? WeTalkRadio.com. That's where you can find us every single day of the week. B-Ray, what you got? You going to give out your social media information or you going to be inconspicuous? What's that called? No, that's not it.
Incognito.
There you go. Incognito.
We Talk Radio, Box Office Queen on Instagram.
Boom. Love it. Love it, love it. Thank you, B-Ray, for being here tonight, being so dedicated. B-Ray is always here. She's always, always, always here on time, genuine. And she be letting me know when it's time to get on. Because sometimes I be moving. And she know, let me stop 10 minutes prior to the show and make sure Kia D is on point and ready to get on the air.
On point.
So I appreciate on point. Okay. So she is always on it, and there's just there's something about people in the world who are like that. Everybody just doesn't have that quality. So I appreciate you for doing what you do, and God's truly going to bless you in every avenue of your life just because you've been so dedicated to the call. So we appreciate you. We thank you so much, everybody around the globe, for tuning in. We'll see y'all tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, right here, same place, We Talk Radio.
Can I say one thing?
Next Sunday. It is
Sunday.
The Labor Day special. Next Sunday, Warren Avenue Christian Church. We're going to be there. It is B-Ray, go ahead and let us know where we're gonna be at. It's your event.
It's our event. Okay, so B&J Productions, along with Warren Avenue Christian Church Youth Department, is putting on a Labor Day Youth Gospel Explosion. We're still seeking talent. There's a $10 registration for performer, and the admission will be $10 at the door. Yeah. The address is 2431 Warren Avenue. The time is from 2 to 4 p.m. you are more than welcome to worship with us. That Sunday is our first Sunday. We start church at 10:30. If you like Sunday school, it starts at 9. We have a first Sunday fellowship right after church, meaning free food, fun, and fellowship. And then we're going to go right into the BJ Productions Labor Day Youth Gospel Explosion. So we're going to be there for a while, but we're going to have a mighty good time in praising the Lord and, you know, letting our youth praise the Lord and do their thing. So come on out.
That is too cool. I'm so excited. I'm going to be in the building, and I'm going to be literally moving at the same time. So it'll be one of those weekends where my body, that Monday, I'm going to really need that whole day off just to lay up somewhere, okay? That's all I'm saying. I'm excited, though. I can't wait for the weekend. This Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m., Warren Avenue Christian Church, and you can go to all of the We Talk Radio social media sites, or you can go to We Talk Radio Facebook page. You'll see the event there. We're really excited about it, and I can't wait to have you out and be a part of the event. Thank you from across the globe for listening and tuning in to WeTalkRadio.com. We Talk Radio Network is the place to be. Thank you, Janice Page of Fit Hub Capel, vegan_life_style. That's who she is on social media, so go follow her. Again, we appreciate you all for tuning in and making this the number one listening radio show and station. All right here, Shiloh Radio Show. I'm P&D on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah. Boom, boom. Thank you, Ray.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. But I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing. And it's showing my feet for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say.
Yeah.
people. I need somebody to prophesy with your body language and say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You got to say it. Say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Because this is my seed for grace, for favor. This is my seed. Come on, y'all. You raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth and say, I've got a seed in the
ground. Thank you for allowing me to see myself the way you see me. Thank you.
Did what your father did. Hallelujah.